Since 2009, the National Bar Association has taken the last week of October and focused on pro bono work, free legal work done by attorneys for people with lower incomes. The Idaho State Bar Association also participates in this week-long event in order to promote the necessity for pro bono legal work. Joining me live in studio today to talk more about this week's events, as well as the importance of pro bono services, are Concordia Law School Dean Elena Langan and Concordia Law School Director of Pro Bono Programs, Brenda Bogus. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for inviting us.
The first question I have for you is, why is pro bono work, when we're speaking from legal services, so important in our country?
Well, nationwide, there is a need for pro bono services, free legal services for those who are in need. In Idaho, it's estimated that approximately 20% of individuals fall within that pro bono income range. And of that 20%, about 50 to 80% are unable to obtain any legal services.
So that is the need right there.
Absolutely.
And I mean, we know, like in the criminal world, we have public defenders for people that cannot afford an attorney. So when we talk about pro bono legal work for what you had said, Elena, with the within that 20% range of who falls into that, what kind of legal services are we talking about?
There are services related to housing. There are any type of civil action, for the most part, a lot of family law cases, paternity, custody, divorce, anything that's of a civil nature where an individual can't hire an attorney based on a contingency fee, where they actually would have to pay for legal services and don't have the financial ability to do that.
And Brenda, this is something at Concordia Law School that, I mean, you take very seriously with your students. Talk to me about the programs that you have in place for this.
Absolutely. And it's the touchstone of Concordia, truly, to give back to our community and instill that need in our students to take what they've been given, which is this amazing training that they receive, and give it back to those that need it in addition to the normal work that they do. And we start that right when they're students. So, you know, they have a lot of things on their plate as a student, right? But right at the end of their 1L year, their first year of law school, we start telling them all the pro bono opportunities that we have cultivated for them. They're told that they have a 50-hour requirement, and many of our students actually go above that 50 hours because they get involved in some of our ongoing pro bono opportunities and think, I need to do this. I need to give back in this way. And so we have a lot of repeats in a lot of our programs.
And talk to me about this week in particular, because this is National Pro Bono Week. So there are things going on across the country, but here in Idaho as well. So what are some of the events that are happening, Brenda?
Yeah, so this pro bono week, we have chucked it full of events with a number of different partners. We've partnered with the Idaho Volunteer Lawyers Program, which is a part of our Idaho State Bar. We've partnered with the Pro Bono Commission and the Idaho Military Legal Alliance, among other programs, to bring forth a number of CLEs and events. So the first event that we will be participating in as a sponsor is tonight, actually, and it's at 5 p.m. at the Oahe Penthouse, and it is the Pro Bono Kickoff Event, aptly called, and it's a cocktail party type of situation and event, and we actually have a student and a faculty member receiving awards there for their work with the Idaho Military Legal Alliance over the last few years. And then on Tuesday, we're hosting a continuing legal education and student training for SoundStart. It's a program that services at-risk, low-income families and helps them educate them on legal issues that might come up in their lives and helps them get over those. And then we have another continuing legal education that Concordia is hosting on behalf of Idaho Volunteer Lawyers Program and the Pro Bono Commission on Wednesday that talks about our ethical duties as lawyers to give back in this pro bono realm and the opportunities that are available in Idaho.
And is this open, continuing legal education? I mean, attorneys have to have a certain number of them every year. But are these specific for attorneys, or can other people come to these events this week?
Oh, absolutely. They're open to the public for sure. And then, yes, we do have this requirement as lawyers, and our students are also welcome, and students of any university.
So it's really getting that word out there then to the public that there are pro bono opportunities for people, as you said, Dean, that can't afford an attorney in certain situations.
That's correct. And at Concordia, in addition to the pro bono partnerships that we formed, we also have our clinical programs. And we call all of that together, the pro bono programs, our continuing legal education, and the clinics. We refer to that as Fifth and Front. And that's sort of our signature program because we happen to be located at the corner of Fifth and Front. And our clinic director found that she was constantly telling clients, "We're at Fifth and Front, Fifth and Front." So that became our catchphrase. As part of our program, also on Wednesday evening, we will be hosting our Leaders in Action event at JUMP. And Leaders in Action really is designed to recognize individuals who have contributed back to their community. This year, our leader in law will be Wendy Olson, former U.S. attorney for the District of Idaho, who has spent more than two decades of her life devoted to public service. So we recognize individuals who have contributed back to the community, and the purpose of that event is to both recognize individuals and also serve as a fundraiser for our students who are working in the clinical programs and also in the pro bono programs.
I'm speaking with Concordia Law School Dean Elena Langan and Concordia Law School faculty member Brenda Bogus. We're talking about Pro Bono Week, and Dean, talking about the clinics. So I know that at the University of Idaho Law School, they have clinics, legal clinics. So this is what you're speaking of as well, correct? And there are ongoing clinics for individuals to come in if they need certain legal advice, things like that, correct? That's
correct. We have an in-house housing clinic where we deal with individuals who have been wrongfully evicted or have issues related to habitability, or their security deposits have been wrongfully withheld by landlords. We also partner with a local law firm and have an immigration clinic. We help individuals during Citizenship Day, those individuals who are seeking permanent resident status or to become residents here, to become citizens in the United States, as well as those who are seeking asylum. Our third clinic is the Criminal Justice Clinic, where we partner with the prosecutor's office and have students who are embedded in the legal system and represent the state in court in misdemeanor cases.
And Brenda, it's interesting to me that there is a 50-hour requirement for pro bono work. And is that because, as an attorney, there is a necessity to make sure that all people are served from a legal standpoint?
Absolutely. And also, you know, we just want to, as I was saying before, instill in our students the necessity, the importance, and that they take this responsibility seriously. The model rule, professional rule 6.1, and we have the Idaho equivalent 6.1 is our model rule that deals with your pro bono obligations. And so we modeled our requirement after that 6.1 rule, and saying direct legal services in particular, not just volunteering in boards or other things, which are very important, but providing that substantive legal service to individuals that otherwise would not have that opportunity, mm-hmm. is incredibly important to instill in our students. And so, yes, we have this requirement. But it's interesting because, you know, requirement almost seems to imply that they wouldn't do it otherwise. And we try to not just have that requirement, but to educate them and continuously guide them to these opportunities in a way that they ultimately, by the time they leave Concordia, take on that responsibility truly on their own, and they are self-starters in the pro bono world.
And it makes a huge difference for Idahoans in need. As you said, Dean, when you get back to that 20% who cannot afford an attorney at times.
That's correct. And there have been some studies done by other states. Idaho hasn't done one yet, where they've said for every $1 that is spent on pro bono legal services, between $5 and $11 come back into the local economy. That's because individuals stay in their apartments. They're not kicked out. They're able to obtain whatever benefits they're entitled to. They don't need to take time off of work in order to deal with legal issues. So there is a direct impact not only on the individuals' lives, but also on the economy.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking with me about this. My guest today, Concordia Law School Dean Elena Langan and Concordia Law School Director of Pro Bono Program, Brenda Bogus. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.